Senator John Kerry returned last night from a week-long vacation to resume his campaign. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee won the endorsement today of Howard Dean and prepared for a big unity dinner tonight in Washington, D.C. But as the two former rivals were meeting, Kerry was greeted by a new ad from the Bush campaign.
Kerry even supported raising taxes on gasoline, 50 cents a gallon. Now John Kerry's plan will raise taxes by at least $900 billion his first 100 days in office. And that's just his first 100 days.
The Kerry camp responded, calling the ad misleading, and stated that the effort was part of President Bush's truth gap. NPR's David Wellna is with the Kerry campaign.
At a crowded outdoor rally today on George Washington University's campus, Howard Dean stood alongside John Kerry and formally announced his endorsement.
I trust John Kerry, and that's who I'm voting for, and that's who I'm working for. We're sending George Bush back to Crawford, Texas. And it is a pleasure and an honor to introduce to you the next president of the United States, John F. Kerry.
Kerry returned the flattery to vanquished rival Dean, who by then had his shirt sleeves rolled up.
It is great to be here. You know, I was getting so wrapped up in what Howard Dean was saying, I was about to get up here and say, Dean for president.
The two men had clearly made their peace. Kerry, who wants the energy and enthusiasm of Dean's supporters, as well as the money they may bring his cash-strapped campaign, cast himself as the man who'll carry on a torch lit by Dean.
All those of you who have been part of this effort over these last months will join me in showing our respect and, more importantly, our admiration for the conversation with America that Howard Dean began and we will now continue.
During the primaries, Dean had harsh words for Kerry, even calling him a Republican. But Dean said the primaries were all about emphasizing differences. It's time now, he added, to stress what he and Kerry have in common.
And we do have an enormous amount of common. First of all, John Kerry's got one of the best environmental records of anybody in the United States Senate.
Kerry may not have yet decided on a running mate, and few imagine he would choose Howard Dean. But today, Dean played the classic role of number two on the ticket by using much harsher words than the candidate himself to attack President Bush.
You know, I got such a kick out of seeing the president huff and puff and get all indignant over the testimony of Richard Clark this week. And the drill issue is this. Who would you rather have in charge of the defense of the United States of America? A group of people who never served a day overseas in their life, or a guy who served his country honorably and has three Purple Hearts and a Silver Star on the battlefields of Vietnam?
Kerry, for his part, only referred indirectly to the bombshell accusations made by former Bush counterterrorism chief Clark, who said the president should have remained focused on destroying al-Qaeda instead of invading Iraq.
I can tell you from my heart and from my gut as well as my head that I, as president, will tell you the truth and never take this nation to war on false information, false and pretenses, false basis.
After picking up another key endorsement today from the American Federation of State, Municipal, and County Employees, Kerry is joining Dean and most of his other primary rivals for the unity dinner. Former Presidents Carter and Clinton are also attending, as is Al Gore. They're hoping the event will smash all Democratic fundraiser records by raking in millions of dollars in so-called hard money, funds that come from individual donors, the kind of money Howard Dean showed a knack for raising, and that John Kerry hopes will now be coming his way with Dean's endorsement. David Wellna, NPR News, Washington.